Well, good morning. 708 Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up? You go, kid. Yeah, eights. Anyway, we'll take a full look at your forecast here. It's just
later. What are you going to
do? It? I don't know. I'm just killing time. Let's just do it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always,
it's going to be cold.
It's cold. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Well, obviously, New Year's Eve right around the corner, ringing in 2021. A lot of people going to be popping the champagne. And a lot of people are going to be having that champagne hangover on the first day of New Year's. You know what? I haven't started off a new year in, let's see. Oh, boy, like 14 years not being hungover. Every New Year's has started off since I've been 21 with me being hungover. Not the best way to start off. I don't think it's not. No.
But you know what? Everybody else is doing it. So
yeah, might as well. Might as well. Every January 1st has been me being hungover. It's great.
You know the thing about champagne? Champagne is like I get like the third glass in, fourth glass in, and you're like, oh, dude, this used to be good. The first glass is fantastic.
Yeah.
But then you start to get that bubble gut going.
Yeah, you got to watch the bubbles. That's what makes the that and the sugar makes the hangover that much worse. It's the bubbles. Well, you can buy a giant bottle of Vive Clicquot Champagne.
Sounds expensive.
It's 6 liters. More than 1.5 gallons, and it's going to set you back $830. This is at Costco. And here's the funny thing, though, is that it's a really bad deal because a regular 750-milliliter bottle of Vive sells for $60 at wine.com. So it would cost you $480 to get the same amount of champagne as Costco is selling for $830. So really, you're just paying for the giant bottle gimmick. It's just a big bottle with a big cork on it. So
we were just at Costco a few weeks back, and I did see those massive bottles. Dude, they're like life-size bottles for real. Yeah. They're huge. But come on, 800. Yeah. What are we drinking, gall?
And here's the thing, too, is you know what's going to happen is you're going to bust that bottle out. That one drunk Becky at your party is going to try and pick it up. It's going to pour all over her. She's going to drop it while she's trying to take a drink. It's going to shatter on the ground, and then you're going to be out.
$800 bottle, yeah. Becky. Mm-hmm.
That's how it always works. Never buy fancy champagne, all right? It all tastes the same. Go to the cheap bottom shelf aisle, get yourself some extra dry Brut, and you will be fine, all right?
See, I'm going to be on the opposite end of this because of what you are with liquor. So you say bottom shelf, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're a bottom shelf guy. It all tastes the same to you. I'm kind of the same way on the other spectrum, though. Like, once it hits a certain point, why am I paying $900 for a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah.
You know, like what was this made from? Why?
It was a small batch made in 1896. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Unless
some of you out there going to back it up. Be like, well, it is. I'm like, dude, come on, though. That much inflation?
You know what I've done literally with every person who's ever given me a supposed nice whiskey? I sit there and I, that's smooth. That's smooth. When really I'm like, this tastes like whiskey. I don't know what you want me to say. It's whiskey. It's champagne. It's vodka. Stop it.
Do yourself a favor and just start saying, nah, I don't like it.
Nah, this is garbage.
Not that good.
I'm gonna start doing the spit takes right in someone's face. Oh, what is this? This is terrible. So, I mean, if you got the money to waste, fine. Go to Costco and buy an $830 bottle of champagne, or go to Walmart or Lambert's or whatever and buy a $5 bottle of champagne. You'll get there either way. So
we're all going to be celebrating the same, so you go ahead.
Moving on, Hunter, you know how you just told me that you're giving away your Xbox? You might want to hold on to it, because if you have a good idea for the Space Jam arcade game, you could be a part of it. That's right. Xbox wants to hear from you. In conjunction with the launch of the new Space Jam movie, Space Jam, A New Legacy, Bugs Bunny, LeBron James, and Xbox say they're looking for an arcade game idea to make available in Xbox Game Pass. If you've got the creative idea for the Toon Squad, you can submit them now through December 30th.
Boom. I got, it's right there. NBA Jam. Just recreate NBA Jam and put the Toon Squad in there. There you go. It's one of the best arcade slash cartoon slash. It's perfect.
Okay. I have an idea. I was thinking about this. Now, you, because you just got the VR set up, right? Now, I know that's not Xbox, but let's just say here. Okay. Hear me out. Mm-hmm. VR game. You play Bugs Bunny. Hear me out. No. Your goal is to sleep with Lola Bunny. Hear me out. You have to do a bunch of tasks. Lola Bunny plays hard to get. Hear me out. And at the very end, you, as VR Bugs Bunny, hear me out.
Oh, Jesus.
Gets to sleep with VR Lola Bunny. Hear me out. It's 21 and up video, or 18 and up video game.
So you're stealing the idea from Mario chasing the princess the whole time.
I'm sorry. I got a crush on Lola Bunny. She's a babe.
I know you do.
She's a babe, man.
For God's sakes. I was wondering why you were going the VR route, because that's not Game Pass. But anyway, because you want to have... Wow. Wow. You know what? You ruined it. You ruined it.
I mean, come on.
Got a good thing going there.
She does that little wink with her eye. She knows what she's doing.
She's not real. You can't sleep with a cartoon, Brock. Can't do it.
Hear me out. You get, along with the game, you get a lifeline.
Come on. Come on, dude. It's a nice thing. Warner Brothers, dude. They're nice. It's the Looney Tunes. Come on. Just leave it alone.
That Lola Bunny.
You know, no, you're not part of this. You're out. You're done.
She got that fuzzy little tail.
Yes, dude. Oh, you're going to ruin everything, don't
you? I'm sorry.
You're terrible.
Man.
You're terrible.
She came out in those short little basketball shorts. I'm just saying. I was a young man, and I was feeling a lot of emotions.
Apparently.
It was a lot of emotions.
Stuck with you for another 20 years. Jeez, dude. No, you know what? You're out. Your idea sucks. It's not going to be...
You know that thing would sell like crazy. That's the worst part. The worst part is, all joking aside, there's a huge group of people that would buy that video game, and that's
no, you're not wrong. All right. A lot of Brocks out there.
Hot ass Lola Bunny. All right, that's it. I'm done. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.